All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Luke, are you still there? Luke. So
I'm here, man. I'm sorry. I turn the video off occasionally because I'm doing other things and I don't want to distract you while you're doing your great
show. So here's what I want to say to you, man, and to the listening audience. Man, I've measured the changing of the seasons since I was young. And I would always, when it was time for spring training and for the catchers and the pitchers to arrive, that's the way I measured. Hey, it won't be long.
It's coming, yeah.
Yeah, and the changing of the seasons based on the pitchers and the catchers showing up.
So you don't use Groundhog's Day. You use pitchers and catchers reporting as your pitchers, indication of spring.
Well, yeah, because Groundhog Day is maybe 2 weeks before pitchers and catchers show up.
Yeah, just roughly.
It gets a little closer. And I would always get excited, you know. And even, this is not from so long ago, if the pitchers and the catchers were you know, at spring training right now, I would be feeling a whole lot better because I would know, hey, it's not long.
Yeah.
And the warm weather would be coming back. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. I got family members that go down and they go follow the Cactus Crew and they go to Arizona and watch all the spring training games when they're happening too. And it's a little disheartening.
It's a ritual, man.
Yeah, it's a little disheartening that, you know, we're not in the full swing of it this week. Baseball is our guy Brian's favorite sport too, and I can't imagine the turmoil that he's got to be going through, knowing that there's maybe a delay of the lockout here in baseball.
Well, man, you know, hey, what did he say?
He said he's sad.
You know, and to me, it's not just, man, that, you know, that the lockout is there. But that's what I used to measure when the warm weather was coming back. Wow. You know, and what
just
is that?
So you know, it is independent of baseball. I hope.
Seems suspicious to me.
You know, man. And so I'm looking around, you know, you're watching television, the Cactus League, the warmth, and you say, wow, man, it won't be long, and we'll be back to baseball and back to life as normal, and, you know, the warm weather. But that's not going to happen now. So what am I going to measure things by? I think they're going to be out, to be honest with you. They're going to be out for a while.
You're telling me that an owner's lockout of the MLB players is throwing your entire biological makeup off its tilt? That's happening?
That's precisely what I'm saying to you.
We better write a letter to the MLB commissioner right now and tell him that he needs to end the lockout immediately then, Earl.
Man, I'm looking outside. The sun is shining. And if you didn't know any better, you'd walk outside with a t-shirt and short pants, but it's 10 degrees.
And it's going to be close to 60 on Sunday here in Madison. So it's a pretty weird, not just you are off tilt then, because I think we're suffering some extreme weather conditions because of this MLB lockout, Earl.
Oh, because of the MLB lockout. You know, man, I am. The Major League Baseball lockout is, you wonder, man, with all the money they pay, you know, to hit a ball, you know, don't get me wrong. I've never been able to hit a baseball. I have never in my life been able to hit a baseball. I think all the times I played baseball in my entire life, I don't think I ever hit one baseball solidly in my life.
Hey, imagine how much the owners are making. And I love it when the owners cry poor and like, oh, we're having biblical losses. But then ask them if they want to sell the team. Oh, no. I can't sell the team. I'm making hand over fist.
You know, Brian, before you go, you can't just, you know, drop that in and then run away. You know, it's the fact that you watch the owners crying crocodile tears. And let's look at the guy in Milwaukee who bought the Milwaukee Brewers and Asazio. I don't know. How long has he had it now? I don't know. He's probably had the Brewers 10, 15 years now. I don't know. It's been a while. And I don't know what he paid Bud Selig for it. But certainly, what he's been able to increase in the amount of money that he's made. And then that's not bad enough. Now they tell us we had a 25-year period of time that we had to pay taxes for that park. And then they finally ended it a year or so ago. And now they're saying, hey, we need the upkeep.
Well, yeah, they're a large corporation. How else can a large corporation exist without the help of the people and their tax dollars? That's why we can't have good things like healthcare and stuff. We have to take care of large corporations who just can't figure out how to keep the money they have and invest in themselves.
Yeah, but Brian,
yeah,
people aren't looking at sports as corporations. They don't want you to look at it like that.
No,
not
it's
sports.
A team. That's the whole point is the whole hook of sports is that you don't have to worry about anything when you're watching the team, because you're worried about the team. You don't care. It doesn't matter. The whole world is ending in a little bit. The comets crash into the earth, but at least the Packers won. You know, you can go out with a win. And there's a lot of people who would go, all right, that's cool. And you know I'm right. But that's the thing, is they got someone hooked. It's almost more addictive than crack.
Look, man, you and I are sports fanatics. Luke, all of us are sports fanatics. And, you know, where would we be without sports? But at the same time, they shouldn't get a free pass and they can wax rich and charge whatever it is they want to charge. And you and I have to continue to pay the freight, you know, like you said, if the owners couldn't afford to pay the salaries they're paying in baseball, they wouldn't be paying them.
Yeah. And remember, when you're looking at this, don't think about this as I need baseball to start. Think about this as this is labor relations. This is labor relations talk. It's not necessarily sports talk.
Yeah, you're right. It's labor relations talk. But I thought, you know, Republicans did all they could do to do away with collective bargaining.
Well, the players got around that. They actually had the players now have an app. If anything happens in negotiations, the people who are the representatives put it on a push notification. You get a text on your phone as a player, and then you can go and vote within the next 10 minutes as to how you want to move. The players can now inform each other better, and they can move quicker than the owners can, even though the owners are in just 32 of them.
Wow, man. You know, the technology and the advancements of it.
Go labor.
Is really unbelievable, man. But when you look at what baseball is, and, you know, baseball, apple pie, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet, baseball still, even though basketball and football, the role that they play in all the sports, there's something about that baseball, man, that bat and that little ball, that it's easier for people to, you know, watch that and get hooked up in that. I think than it is with the football and basketball, man. And,
well, it's a game that just stand the test of time. And I think James Earl Jones said it best in Field of Dreams. So I'm just going to leave that one there.
All right, man. Thank you. I really appreciate it, man.
Hey, man, you know, said baseball. I'm like, huh?
Yeah. hey, but I said baseball again based on you know, my clock and what happens with it with catchers and pitchers showing up. But I don't even know if the catchers and the pitchers would be showing up right now anyway. I think it would be at least a few weeks down the road. But anyway.
No, it was supposed to be on Monday, I believe, of this past week. It was already supposed to be this week. Yeah, Valentine's Day, I believe they were supposed to report. So we're already missing
out. Biological clock must be failing me because it didn't tell me that. Well, we've got to go to a break.
Yeah, it's a little delayed.
844-967-2789. We'll be right back.